This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Facing a likely roadblock from Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives on aid for Ukraine, President Joe Biden said Wednesday he's planning to give a major speech on the issue and hinted there may be another means to support Kyiv if Congress balks.
It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine.
Aid for Ukraine has been a source of tension and uncertainty as several Republicans in the House have severe doubts or openly oppose additional funding to sustain the Ukrainian military. A day after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy's stunning removal, a top ally is describing the damage done. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
People are mad.
Louisiana's Garrett Graves says the House GOP met last night after McCarthy's ouster, and it's a good thing the meeting ended when it did.
Not exaggerating, I think it probably would have devolved into a little bit of physical altercation in there.
Graves is aiming his anger at Florida's Matt Gaetz, whom he says was played by Democrats into removing a speaker from his own party and handing them more power.
I mean, I can't believe he's that stupid.
Graves says Republicans now need to decompress, regroup, and figure out who their next leader will be. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back at his New York civil fraud trial for a third day as his lawyers question an accountant who prepared financial statements at the heart of the case. Trump's lawyers trying on Wednesday to blame the accountant for any shortcomings in the statements. This